Wait! There is not enough spirit to revive? Then please, take some of mine!
I can't, sister.
You can and you will. I have enough spirit for both of us. And we need our queen.
The accursed Stygia! She has become something monstrous!
The power coming off her. It's turning the skies blacker than pitch.
Her forces are being decimated!
The queen lives.
Thank the thousand names of the goddess.
Now no clockwork can say you are not devoted to our kind.
Thank you, sister.
We are sisters. All four of us. We will do whatever we can to make sure we all survive.
We used our lucents separately. But if they were joined,
then the very land would weep with blood.
I'm willing to propose a solution. Oh, Hastra, little princess. If you come out and offer yourself up for sacrifice, I will spare this city.
But she may be the only thing that can stand up to her. She has become a symbol of our unity. Her soul is now part barbarian, part titan, and part goblin.
And her body is now part clockwork. But sister, you do not have the scale, let alone the power.
Demon.
You tried to end me.
I'll tear your body into hundreds of pieces!
Yes, 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 all technically true. Well, save for that last statement. But before you all try to end my life, I come in peace. And I come to bargain.
It seems my sisters want to bargain with your bloodied corpse, demon. I would give me a reason to stop them.
Just as some of your sisters were betrayed by me, that monstrosity that used to be the Empress betrayed me. I want my vengeance as much as you do. But there is one thing I want more. The release of my people.
Your people waged war on all of our races!
No, that was a distortion of what truly happened as the story was passed down through the ages. I have learned that they were tricked into siding with the darkness midway through the conflict.
How do you know this?
Forget the past! Focus on the present and the murders and deceit and conspiring against us! Let me put his head on a pike now!
Sisters! They do speak the truth, Quixote. If we agree to bring your race back from their exile, you still have blood on your hands. You will have to answer for what you did.
If you will let my kinsmen once more soar the skies of Cutna, I will accept whatever punishment, even if it cost me my life. My life means little if they remain trapped in that hell.
I accept your terms.
You cannot be serious.
That thing ripped my soul to shreds and ripped Medeas apart physically.
I agree with Hastra.
What?
Stygia has used the combined lucid to become something godlike. We need something equivalent to even hope to stop her. We are all in agreement that by becoming part of the four races of the empires, Hastra is the most suitable to confront her, but she is still not powerful enough.
And what do you have that you can contribute, demon?
I knew you would all come around.
Enough with this. What have you to offer us?
You know that we of the Quixote were meant to be tricksters, which is why we can change shape. That also applies to scale. And that is besides the gift I retrieved for you.
I guess your beloved little barbarian cares not for your death. You...
Stygia!
What?
I am here, villain. Come outside the city to me so we can settle this honorably.
My! Haven't you become a big girl?
I do what I must to deal with awful like you. Now come outside!
Well, if I must to be finally rid of you... Pity you somehow found a way to... look me in the eye.
Unlike you, I have help from people I actively want to keep my promises to.
You were never in any position to make promises, little barbarian.
You were never in any position to rule over the races of Kuttner!
I am the only one in any position to rule. It is my birthright!
And that is your problem. You think ruling over people, guiding their fates, caring for them is something you are granted due to lineage. We of the Lorenzen Plains learned that the right to rule is earned. Through your actions, through the way you put others before yourself. You rule by the will of the people, not some divine pronouncement.
So naive, little barbarian. You are either born to rule, or you are ruled. Guess which one you are.
Are we going to pound our chests, or are we going to fight?
Come on.
Look at them. They're causing tremors for miles around.
Akla, we need to marshal our forces.
What is left of them?
And evacuate those who can still walk. I am already focused on it, sister.
You should search for injured to treat, Demetra. Never has the city needed your healing skills more.
All right, you lot! We have our citizens to save!
Sister, what are you looking for?
There is someone whose healing skills would aid me greatly, but she does not seem to be here.
Do you recognize this place, Quixote?
Where am I? I did as you asked. When do I get what is mine?
So you do not. Look into this reflective surface embedded in these rocks.
Reflective? Wait. It is moving like water. I think I can see... No.
You wish not just to free your fellows. You wish to redeem them from the indignity that time has imposed on them.
My brothers!
You think you are in your element, witch?
I have become a goddess, little girl. I am my element.
Save for our size, you are no different from any challenger I have faced on the Lorenzen Plains. You cannot wriggle away from me!
Once I remove your head from your body, I will wipe your precious homeland off the face of Kuttner.
You cannot!
I can do anything!
You misunderstand. You cannot destroy the plains because it has become something greater. Just as the Clockwork City has, and the Khartoum Peninsula, and the many scattered homelands that served the goblin tribes. We are greater because we are better. We are greater because we are united. A united Kuttner!
The only thing that will keep Kuttner united is me!
Ah!
Quickly! Quickly! Follow us to safety!
Come with us. We will survive. This city will stand.
Show the tyrant! Cutner will live!
You will live. No one else dies this night as long as we can help it.
Sister?
Please, I am trying to concentrate. There are so many injured.
But look, in the sky, approaching, it seems to be flying towards us, a black shape.
No, not a shape. A flock of shapes.
This cannot be an abomination summoned by Stygia.
No, not by her.
Oh, my chest, it is burning, spreading. What did you do?
I was taught by my tribe to know your enemy, so you can know what to use against them.
The fuck? There must be hundreds of them.
And look who is leading it.
Onward, my brothers! Aid your liberators! Carry every citizen to safety! Save this city!
I'm bleeding, but this pain feels different.
It should feel very familiar, Your Majesty. Maybe you recognize my new weapon.
My sword!
It makes quite a nice dagger in my hand at this size. Tell me, Empress, what did you use when you forged this thing, when you poisoned me near onto death?
I'll kill you! Millicent!
I shall take that.
The Quixote!
Look around, my lady. They're gathering up the citizenry.
I knew not to trust him!
Hold! My Lady Atla, my brothers have come to help with the evacuation.
Again with enemies kneeling before me.
I do not think this enemy has malice in mind.
It is true, little goblin. Your sister held up her part of our bargain, and I have led my brethren you have freed to aid you in keeping your... our city safe.
You wish to do that?
Yes.
Then what are you waiting for? Come! Cutner will not fall!
Give me that! It belongs to me!
It belonged to Cutner! Every human, every titan, every goblin and clockwork! Every Quixote owned this.
So use it. Slay me in every one of their names.
I will not.
Liar.
The Lucent should never have been in one being's hands unless absolutely necessary. I will scatter it to the four corners, hidden safely away from people like you. But first, I will use the Lucent to strip you of your magic, of your knowledge of magic. I will strip you of your memories and bind you to this city.
Just as I thought, you're a coward.
Mercy is not cowardice. My hope is that you will learn to love this city to the point where you will contribute to what you have instead of tearing it down.
Such beautiful, naive sentiments, Princess. I'll be back. And next time, I'm taking your head.
Goodbye, Bruce.
What?
They seem to be gone.
Look!
Citizens! Brothers! Sisters! United in our grand dream of a unified homeland. The Empress Stygia is no more. Cutner still stands.
So, you seek to cast me into the void you freed my brothers from. Do not worry. You were honest in fulfilling our bargain. I shall honor my promises.
You have shown your brothers the area we have gifted them to build a portion of Kuttner they will be happy to live in?
Yes. Thank you.
It will be up to Demetra and Medeas when they determine you shall end your exile. But it is my sincere hope that when you do return, you will do so to a city where all races are loved, valued, and welcome.
You are far kinder than I imagined, O Queen.
Please do not call me that.
Then what honorific do you prefer?
Just my name will do.
Then I will do so once I return to this side of the portal.
Before you go, we have no idea of all of what lies on the other side, Yoden. I suggest you take your exile as time to explore. If you encounter races who dwell on the other side, I formally name you Kuttner's ambassador. Make friends of them. Invite them to join us. And promote the idea that we can be allies.
Once again, Hastra, I thank you.
Go forth, Ambassador. Make this land, yours as well as mine, stronger.
Wait.
Yes?
Where are Demetra and Medeas? I want to say goodbye, and to start making amends.
I'm not sure myself. My sisters claim they had pressing business to attend to.
There he is.
Goblin runt! We wish to have words.
Words, my ladies? On this beautiful of days?
Oh, save it.
It seems our sister explained what a rhubarb tea is.
It seemed significant to explain.
And you are our sisters.
Our dearest sisters.
Who we love with all our heart.
Rhubarb tea.
Yes?
And Demetra has mentioned that goblins bond for life.
That is true.
Why am I suddenly filled with fear?
Oh, do not worry. If you are fated to be Hastra's consort, well, that practically makes you family.
We have no reason to hurt you.
Oh, good.
Yet.
Yet? What do you mean by yet?
We are counting on you to treat our sister right, brother.
Let us go, sisters. We have much to do to bring Kuttner back to its glory.
We will see you soon, Nahil.
But this yet...
Yes, see you soon, my brother.
But yet? What do you mean? What do you mean by yet?
Dedicated to Lana Clarkson and Laureen Landon.
You've been listening to Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, Part 10, a VHS box theater production written by Thomas DJ, inspired by the 1990 movie Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, directed by Joe Finley. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Tim Price was Yoden. Vanessa Van Zer was Hastra. Casey Shaw was Atla. Sarah Palmero was Demetra. Tori Wright was Medeas. Nicole Tomte was Stygia. David Ellis was Nahil. Femi London was Kasana. Thomas DJ was Gravix. Eugene R. Hendricks was Promeus.
Alms? Alms for the poor? Please help a poor destitute woman. Alms? Oh, thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
May you be a better woman when your punishment ends, Empress.
What?
As always, you can contact us at atwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite, as well as more information on this and other upcoming projects, at atwtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
My lord.
Speak.
There are reports of more casualties, my lord. Many of our structures crushed when they were broken apart. Others were pierced when the sky needles were knocked loose.
And you're confident this attack came from the surface?
All evidence points so.
You know what this means, Gravix. For centuries, we have honored the pact between the kobolds and the surfacers. They have left us alone to our tasks. And it saddens me to say this. We are at war.